Welcome to the Sinister Sisters podcast. I'm Felicia.
I'm Lauren.
We're best friends.
And we like spooky stuff.
And thank God, because it's basically, this come out on Halloween or the day before?
I think we'll, the day before, because it's a Tuesday.
The day before Halloween! So happy almost Halloween, everybody. I hope we got very drunk over the weekend and had amazing costumes and had a good time.
Exactly. I know. I feel like this is the first year that we have been like trying to find a thing, like a party, like evening thing. Because there are several options, but nothing that sounds that amazing and perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah. We just found out that my band is playing a show on the Saturday of Halloween. So it's going to be like a costume party. So I think that'll be really fun.
Oh, that's that worked out so well. That's so good.
I know. But we're not revealing our costumes till the end of this episode.
We won't say anything.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because this week's episode, we are critiquing past Halloween costumes. So I have to remember, and maybe I'll even post it the night before because I'm scared that I'm going to forget. We're going to post all of these costumes on our Instagram so that you can look at them as we talk about them. But God willing, I will remember. Okay.
You will. I'll remind you.
Every Monday, I'm like, it's what? It's time? It's what? What's happening?
It's Monday? How did it get to be Monday?
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. So I'm going to start us off. We're going to go just back, like starting from last year and then go backwards throughout the course of the episode. So the costume I did last year was a gift to my loving Travis. He really wanted to do a Mortal Kombat costume, and he wanted to be Kano. So like he built this amazing like little face piece with like a red LED light in the eyeball and looks fantastic. And so he originally wanted me to be, I don't know Mortal Kombat, this is embarrassing, but like whatever, that the blonde girl with the, she's like kind of army-esque. And I was like, that's super boring for me. Like, I like to do costumes that are more heightened and whimsical. So I ended up being Scarlet from Mortal Kombat. So I did, yeah. And honestly, I think it looked great. So this is like a red spandex leotard. I have some
amazing
leather strappy thigh things and gloves. I have the mask over my mouth because when you would remove the mask, she'd have all these like crazy giant teeth. I have a scythe that I spray painted, and I'll say like it's okay. Like this is kind of my Amazon basic Halloween costume that like, yeah, I put it together. I ordered all the pieces separately. I made choices, but it's not like I didn't paint the mouth on myself. Do you know what I mean? Like I didn't take it to like the highest
level. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to call this like, if we're going to say like 1 out of 10, I'm going to call this like a 6 just because I know what I'm capable of, which we'll see later. And so I'm going to call this a 6. Though I look very hot.
Honestly, this is the funniest episode ever.
Okay. And that's it for me. So Lauren, you go ahead. What were you last year?
A 6 out of 10. I think you deserve more than that. Last year, James and I did Chrissy and Eddie from Stranger Things.
So good.
So again, I know what I'm capable of. I was honestly not – I was excited about the idea of doing this costume. I do love Chrissy, but honestly, like, again, the best part of Chrissy is that death scene, that really intense death scene. Oh, and somehow I wish I had done something bloodier. Mm-hmm. I also, like, it cracks me up because when I got the cheerleader uniform, I was like, this is, like, not sexy. Like, I want it to be a cuter cheerleader uniform. But yeah, it looks wasn't like skimpy. Hers. Yeah. So I was disappointed at the lack of skimp. But I will say the number one highlight for me was that I purchased these fake bangs on Amazon.com.
Oh, so cute.
And they matched pretty good. It was good. I will say the other most hilarious part. Did we tell you we like entered the costume contest and we didn't even place?
Ouch.
That was mortifying.
Mortifying.
And that was because the person had never seen Stranger Things. So they were just like, oh, like cheerleader girl and like rock guy. And we were like, we will kill ourselves.
Yeah. Or her.
Or her. It was mortifying. But I think I'm the same way as you. Like, do I look like Chrissy, like, relatively?
Yeah.
But it was all Amazon and Spirit Halloween. And I know what I'm capable of. So I'll say 5 or 6 out of 10. 5.5 out of 10.
Okay. I'm gonna respect scores. Like, I think you look great, but I respect.
Thank you.
Okay, so my year before that, this was Travis's gift to me. So I really wanted to do Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett. And I'm not going to lie, we murdered this costume.
You like, murdered it.
We both look phenomenal.
Hot, scary. Oh,
so spicy. Like, we definitely, like, did the Tim Burton kind of esque makeup and such. Travis really worked really hard in his costume to find, like, the right type of pieces. Like, I was just so proud. And we both have, like, a streak in our hair because I had mine just from, like, my everyday life, and then he put his white streak in. So we look great. So I'm gonna rate this, honestly, a 9 out of 10. Like, this is one of my favorite costumes I've ever done, ever. So I just loved it. And this was, unfortunately, a COVID year, so, like, it didn't really even get, like, it got a lot of likes on Instagram, but it didn't get the exposure in person that it deserved, really.
I love it.
That's it.
Amazing. So we actually did two the year before, or this year. So we did Ellie and Grant from Jurassic Park.
Oh, Laura Dern. Yeah, I forgot. That was cute.
So it was cute. James honestly found all of the pieces for me because I said I didn't have any time to do another costume. So I'm not going to rate it because I think we look great. It was not our bigger costume. I did honestly love, though, we made Willow walk around in an inflatable dinosaur costume. She loved it. We loved it. People thought it was great. So that was for James's, like, work party. And then we did do Jack and Sally this year. So again, big commitment to sign up for this costume. This is the year that I got in trouble with Amazon because I tried to return stuff.
Lauren's favorite.
So I'm traumatized. I wish I had had more time. This was a night that I ran out of time, so I couldn't blue my whole body. That was the goal.
Oh.
So sure. I just have, like, I have, like, sections of regular skin. That is sad to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we did good. It's a hard costume. Obviously, Jack and Sally don't look like real people, so it's hard. And we did have the plus of having Rufus with Zero, and he was so cute.
Oh, so sweet. So
I'm going to say 7 out of 10 for Jack and Sally.
Yeah. All right.
We're ramping up for me.
Yeah. Okay. So then the year before, so now I'm in 2019, I was Jennifer Check from Jennifer's Body. This costume took me a long time to find, like, the right dress. I did, like, the prom scene to find the right dress to just dress it properly. And this is, like, kind of right before – oh, this was the 10-year anniversary of Jennifer's Body. So, like – mm-hmm. After this, there was tons of Jennifer's Body's costumes online, but at this point, there wasn't.
Truly ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game. So, yeah. So I put this together. I was really proud of it. I put it on YouTube, and I still have people commenting, like, please link to this Amazon dress. I put the link in the bio now. But so I was very proud of that. Do I look like – does it look like a screen replica costume? No. Did I do a great job? Yes. My hair is still red here because I used to have red hair.
Oh, so I thought it was red away. In the pictures?
Yeah, so I tried to hide it, but it is still red. This I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. Like, I really love this costume.
I really love it too.
So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. That's how I feel.
Incredible.
It's hard to dress up as Megan Fox.
Yeah, and you looked great. You looked very hot. And you still might have to recreate it so that I can be Amanda Seyfried sometime. I think that'd be so funny.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
We got to do it. Maybe next year. We will plan Halloween plans further in advance and do it.
Yeah.
So this was also – yes, this was COVID year, right? Are you still – was yours 2020 or was that 2019?
Oh, that was 2019. Did I miss a year?
I don't know. 2020 was like no one should have dressed up, but we still did.
But I did. I wonder if I missed something. Well –
either way.
It's hard to say, but you go ahead.
So 2020, we did Beetlejuice and Lydia. I was really I was relatively happy with this. Even at the time, I was like a little bit, it honestly was like my COVID, Lydia, because I wanted to do the big long dress, but we were like, there's nowhere to go and we're just literally going to sit
right
at dinner. Like we literally went to an outdoor dinner is what we did. I love that. It was like it was the height of COVID. So we just like sat on this patio at a spookier restaurant. But so I liked it. Honestly, I was really proud of the wig because it looked terrible when it arrived and I styled it. And so nice. I felt better about that. I do like that I found a purse that was the handbook for the recently deceased. So
oh, that's really fun.
And also I was talking about this with somebody else recently that like I think some of my favorite costumes are the ones where I was like practical, where I was like, this was amazing. I could put my phone in this purse.
Genius.
So I'm going to say – maybe I'll say 8 out of 10 or 7 yeah. out of 10.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, I just found my 2021 costumes, and I forgot it was – Travis was on tour, so I did 2 costumes this year that I never actually posted on Instagram, which is very interesting because they were, like, very last-minute costumes. So mm-hmm. one I did – was Little Red Riding Hood with like a big like
oh, I
claw mark
one.
Across my face. Yeah, like a wolf very had scratched the shit out of me. Yeah, yeah. Very trick or treat. Oh, such a good – oh, I love that cape too. That's such a good cape. And then for a haunted house, I dressed up as Moira Rose in the Crow movie.
Just amazing.
And once again, like these – 10. These costumes, like, I didn't purchase anything. Like, for some reason, I had the wig, I had black feathers, and I had a glue gun, and I just made it happen, you know? So, like, these costumes both, like, I'm not saying they're, like, highbrow genius, but they were amazing for the time that I put into them. So I'm going to give them both, like, I'm going to give Red Riding Hood, like, a 5 and Moira Rose a 6.
I think they are 10 out of 10.
Okay. Oh, okay. And now I think we're going to be on the same timeline now.
Okay. Wait, this is my 2019 one was what I have next. You too? Or should I start with this one quick?
No, perfect. I'm in 2018. Just go ahead.
Okay, I'll do my 2019. 2019, I was Bellatrix.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, thank you. It was weak, honestly, for me. I wanted more time again. I wanted more time and money. I was happy. I found
good concept.
Yeah, good concept. Yeah. Now I know a lot more about lace front wigs, so I want to do it again and lay the wig better because I always look at the pictures and I'm like, bitch, what were you thinking?
Eh.
I do really like her, so it's just fun to wear all that stuff. Honestly, again, if you're looking for screen accurate, it is not she. But I did find her – I have her wand, which is cool. I have her necklace, which is cool. But I could have done a better job. Honestly, the best part of the Bellatrix costume is the McDonald's picture.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
So I'm going to say 6 out of 10 because it was just all yeah. purchased. All Amazon, all lazy, but cute.
Yeah, still cute. Okay, I realized that I actually went first, so we are on the same timeline. So now we're going to 2018, okay. which is a Halloween okay. that we actually did spend together.
Yes.
So this is a costume I'm very proud of. So I was Blind Mag from Repo: The Genetic Opera. And I built
this is top, maybe.
Yeah. I built this corset and painstakingly hot glued all these feathers. and
certain costumes are just sponsored by hot glue.
It's everything is hot glued. Anything could fall apart at any moment.
Don't hug us on Halloween.
Don't hug me. But I was so proud of this, and I don't even know if I told you this, but I had a student wear the corset in a play last year. Like, she wore it over a shirt, so it wasn't like, you know, a scandalous, but I think she was playing like Hades or something in a show. But anyways,
with all feathers.
Yeah so she yeah ah. she like turned into a giant bird monster, so she wore the corset over like her shirt and then had like these two big wings, so it's still getting incredible. Used today. And I was really proud of this one. This one is definitely like I'm scared to say 10. I'm gonna call this a 9 out of 10 because I'm gonna say I don't know if I've ever done a 10 out of 10. So I'm gonna call this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I actually think one of mine is 10 out of 10, but I'll explain why.
Okay.
Oh, it's not even Halloween.
Oh,
never mind.
That's so, okay.
2018 was my Harley year. Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I did
really love my hammer. In hindsight, the boots were not great. Oh, wow. Did I do my nails? I'm impressed. I didn't know I was doing my nails at that time in my life. I do love that I had my blonde hair. This is when my hair was like real bleached within an inch of its life.
Mm-hmm.
My makeup looks really good in this picture.
It does look really good. I'm looking at it on my own Instagram.
Yeah, right? It's pretty good. So, but again, I like, and I remember I did have the Harley hat, but my hair was so good that I was like, I just want to use my hair. And this, again, was like a very comfy costume, which I loved.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
So I might say, I think I'm going to say 7 out of 10 because I still need room to go up from here. But I liked it. I thought I did a good job, but I wish the boots had been different.
Okay, so now, oh, this is a weird year for me. Okay, so I don't know. I wanted to be creative this year in 2017. We were going to some sort of big party. I can't remember what the theme was or if I was on theme, but I wanted to be a sea witch, like an evil mermaid creature. And so I hot glued all these shells on a bikini top. And then I had this like iridescent fabric that I put all these like LED lights inside of so my skirt would light up, which honestly innovative. I had this big crown and like my face was painted. And I don't think the costume really came together in the way that I wanted, but I was still impressed by the work ethic I put into it, if that makes sense.
Like, yes.
I was figuring it out. So this is honestly like a 4. Like, no offense. This is not a good costume.
Dude.
Nobody would know what I was. Like, what is this? Like, it's just like a...
It's like the Medusa seagull.
Yeah, I guess. The Medusa crown probably was a little confusing. And the picture I decided to post on Instagram in 2017 is me holding a stack of skulls under unclear why. I think the photo shoot moment.
No, it was when you were... Yes, you were taking pictures and you like picked it up and you were like, I love a prop.
Yep. And I certainly do. By the way, this whole episode doesn't even cover our nightmare costumes. But I think another episode one day we should cover all of our nightmares that we did.
We should.
I think the world should know.
They were pretty good.
So yeah, that's no offense to me. That's a 4 out of 10. I don't know what was going on that year. I was really ambitious and didn't have the skill set yet.
No, it must have been. Was it like a crazy nightmare year? It kind of was. That was the year that we like threw it together last minute.
That was a secret nightmare year.
Because I had a story too with my 2017. Because
I wanted to be.
I was Catwoman again. Because.
Oh, that's right. This was a hard year.
Yes. I was like, I want to be Robin Wright from Wonder Woman. I still stand by it. I just watched it again and I was like, damn, that costume's so good. Her character's so good. And like of all the celebrities, I'm like, I honestly like sort of like she's got like a strong jaw. Like I'm like, I can see it. But I just failed. I couldn't get it together in time. The hot glue wasn't working. But so I did Catwoman again. But honestly, I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10 because maybe 8 out of 10. This was the year that I upgraded, which I really liked. I did thimbles with claws on them. I souped up the... Or I got like I guess I had the whip before, but I was really proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible costume.
It's pretty incredible. It's also like one of those that like people walk by and like know immediately what you are. It's still ultimately white out on an Amazon costume, but it's fine.
I would never know that. I would never know that's how good it looked.
And I am proud that like I literally drew on every single one of those stitches and made the claws and made the whip. So maybe 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I would call that one a 10 out of 10. I just feel like that's one of your most iconic costumes. But
it's pretty good.
Like your body looked bananas. Like bananas. Yeah.
Thank you. I did wear it last year for one of James's conventions. Yes, but like this is like the most – this is why like we always joked about before I met James, like, you know, these people who have these like Instagram boyfriends, whatever. And this is like legitimately what he has done for me. Like these pictures from last year make the costume look so epic. And
yeah, absolutely.
It just was how he took the pictures. Like this one too. I was like, I'll literally never look better in my life.
That's so good. The grandchildren are going to die over those.
Yeah, right?
okay. So now, like, I think I'm sort of, like, actually winding down in terms of, like, costumes I can obtain pictures of. So 2016, I have two costumes. One, on actual Halloween, I was I created a character of, like, the Angel of Death. So, yes. Oh, my God, my waist looks so small. But I was, like, I had these bloody wings on.
And this is one of my faves.
Yeah, I love this one, too. I had green hair at the time. I have bloody hands, bloody handprints all over my wings. And then I did this, like, special effects makeup that looked like – it sort of almost looked like my bloody tears had, like, burned into my skin. I don't know how to explain. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, very – it was, like, one of my most gory makeups that I had done. And I love this one. Like, honestly, would wear this again. This is, like – it's not even, like – I don't know. I was so young, too. I don't know. Like, I would give this 7 out of 10. I really liked this one. And then, also, I dressed up – and this is Travis and my first Halloween together in 2016. And we were Columbia and Eddie with a group of friends that were doing Rocky Horror characters. And yes. I had been in, like, the Rocky Horror stage show when I was a teenager. And so, like – and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And Travis was, like, you know, meant to be Eddie. Like, he's, you know, in a band and looks like he would ride a motorcycle, even though thankfully he doesn't. But my Columbia was really good. It was hard to find a good Columbia costume. So it was one of those, like, had to, like, find bits and pieces from all over. But I really liked it. I think it turned out well. The only issue with this costume is I couldn't figure out how to make my eyebrows disappear so I could do the pink skinny brows that are, like, really high up. So I felt like all night those looked a little shady. So I just kind of tried to keep my hat on. But everything else, I think, was pretty good.
The eyebrows really are hard. I just looked at a picture.
Yeah. Like, I've never been able to successfully do the glue down thing. Yeah.
I think it's very tough. Amazing. I loved the Rocky Horror year. You guys did such a good job.
Well, this is one of your most iconic costumes, I'm assuming, you're going to talk about right now.
Yes.
My
Poison Ivy year.
God, it's so amazing.
It's pretty good. Honestly,
if this is not a 10 out of 10, I quit the podcast.
It's pretty much a 10 out of 10. The hardest part is that we now have a friend who, like, does Poison Ivy all the time and does it, like, really, really well. Like, there's one of my favorite. Well, thank you. She also is just, like, an actual seamstress cosplay gal. So I'm like, me to not have any skills, I think I did a great job.
Yeah.
I've always loved Uma Thurman too. And so I'm glad that, like, I did her Poison Ivy. I made like a cape for myself. I did, like, the leaf eyebrows. So yeah, I'm going to say 9 out of 10. Again, the corset was held together by hot glue. Yeah. I still have this one. I'm like, maybe I will whip it out sometime again. The wig was really so good. And I don't know why it looks better than my Bellatrix one. I did a better job laying it. Still not as good as I can now. But anyway, I think it was pretty good.
It's amazing.
And then I also, that same year, did do 11 from Stranger Things. But obviously, I didn't shave my head. But I do appreciate that I got an Eggo box. And I bought, like, a bad blonde wig, like the one she wears on the show. So I'm going to say, it's like a 7 out of 10. But I liked it. I was proud of that too.
That's a really good one.
Oh, and I forgot I had done the tattoo. Her tattoo on my arm too.
So good. So
little
good.
Little touches, you know?
Okay, this is going to be – okay, I have two more. Two more that I'm going to cover. One, this is 2015. This is – okay, so I had found this amazing dress that I knew I wanted to use for a costume for something. And I ended up doing sort of a – porcelain doll thing.
Yes.
And this actually was a year that I did almost successfully cover my eyebrows. But there's something about this costume that I loved. I had this, like, decapitated teddy bear, this big bow in my hair, and, like, the dress is just so spooky. Like, I can't imagine what this dress was intended for when I got it at the thrift store. But this one I actually really like. This one I'll give it This will get a 6 out of 10. It's like, okay, like, it's good, but I didn't do much other than my makeup. Like, the dress already existed, so. And then I have one more after.
I love it. I'll try to go through mine fast then. I was going to talk about Like, I love my Mad Max. That was going to be my 10 out of 10 because my dad made my arm.
Wow, I'll throw back. That is a good one. I forgot about that one.
It wasn't Halloween, though. So it was just when we went to a convention. And it, I don't know if we'll even post a picture. But it's because my dad's a Morton Joe. My little brother was Nubs. Is that his name? And I was Furiosa. But, like, I was really proud of my makeup. We got, like, a really short wig.
Yeah.
And my dad made me this really sick mechanical arm. So I felt very legit that day.
Yeah, that was like – that was serious cosplay. That was serious.
That was like – I was like, yeah. I felt like I was a real cosplay girl that day, even if I didn't make my arm.
Yeah. But somebody did.
Yeah, someone did. Someone crafted it. And then that might be the – oh, no, one more, like, adult one, and then I was just going to talk about, like, silly kid ones. So I am really proud of my Carrie costume from 2013.
Throwback. Good one.
I know. Yeah. Were we friends by then? We
no. Were, right? That was, like, no? Right before we became friends. Yeah. But I've seen the photos.
Yeah. That one I was so proud because, like, maybe the day before Halloween, I was truly like, oh, shoot, I don't have a costume. And so I, like went to like a thrift store. I found the prom dress. I like made my own blood. I made the sash. Ah,
so good.
And honestly, the best part of it, it's not even like that incredible of a costume, but covering yourself in blood, I feel like is a real commitment.
Yeah, especially in a college dorm.
Yeah, I was truly in my friend's bathtub as they poured blood over my head. Like, God bless that.
That's amazing.
Friend that let me do it in her bathtub. But it was so fun because everywhere I went, people were like, Carrie.
Oh, so good.
But that part was very cool. So yeah, I guess like 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Commitment. Do you want to hit it? Oh, well, gross. Oh yeah. I will. So okay, this is my second to last one. So I'm gonna give you my 2014 one, and then the last one I'll say is my high school senior year one.
Nice.
Because I just remembered that. Because I was really only using my Instagram for this. This 2014, I was a killer bee, which doesn't sound that inventive, but I loved my costume. I like
Me
did a
too.
Super fucking gory killer bee costume. I made this like belt that had like a knife hanging off the end as like my stinger. I was just covered in blood, but also like adorable. Like, I look so pure. I wish this was Instagram. So like in 2014, everyone was using really heavy Instagram filters, and I kind of wish I had like the original photo without this insane, ridiculous filter on here. But good times.
That's what I remember, the killer bee. I was like, when was that? But it was so good. Also, it cracks me up. I was just looking at your Instagram. I'm like, we really do, like, both of us, I think, like, dress up a fair amount unrelated
to
Halloween.
That's not a Halloween. Yeah, I was going to say, like, we have other costumes, but we're just trying to be Halloween specific right now.
Yes, definitely. So which ones do I want to talk about? What else? I mean, I did White Swan my freshman year of college. It was pretty good. I liked that I had like a wound from where she gets stabbed.
Good idea.
Yeah, so I liked that one. And then going way back, I felt like I had to talk about my cat's costume from when I was like 11 or 12. I know I've told this story before. I'm giving myself on this Cats from the musical Cats costume. I'm definitely giving myself at least an 8 out of 10.
No.
For
10
out of 10. That's the 10 out of 10. It's pretty amazing. My dad airbrushed the whole suit for me. We, again, hot glued like pieces of fur on it. I had this furry tail. We put together like the two white halves of two separate Cruella de Vil wigs. We sewed it together. We sprayed it. We styled it. Like, it's
so good.
It's pretty amazing. And I did, I've told the story before, but I did wear it to my first boy-girl party. And that is horrifying to this day.
Well, how are all the other girls dressed, Lauren?
They were all dressed as the pink ladies.
It's really like villain origin story.
It really is. And then I killed them all.
And then you killed them all. That's so good.
I just have never felt so betrayed in my life as walking in and I was like, what? Everybody else?
It's the Mean Girls moment. It's so good.
It really is. Or like Legally Blonde, and she walks in the bunny costume. But
oh, man.
It's not a costume party. It felt like that.
Oh, so good. Okay, my very last one, and I'm for real this time, is my senior year of high school. Only seniors got to dress up. And I was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which was like my greatest love at the time. And I was pretty convinced that nobody was going to know who I am, who I was. So I did these like black leather or pleathery pants, skin tight. And then I did like a white tank top and I wrote Buffy on it in like the font in blood. And then I did like the crucifix necklace. I didn't do a blonde wig because incredible. I don't know why, but
didn't feel like it.
Just so young.
Look at those swoopy bangs.
My swoopy bangs. And there's a really good photo of this girl I knew named Allison, and she was dressed up as, I don't know where the photo is anymore, but she was dressed up as Edward Cullen. And I wasn't allowed to bring a stake to school because that would considered a weapon. So I had to just bring in a stick that I found outside. So there's photos of me like stabbing Edward Cullen as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I thought was pretty iconic.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm not going to rate that one because I was young, but I just loved it. And I love that. I love 18-year-old Felicia. I love you. Love you, girl.
I love 18-year-old Felicia too. Okay. I'll do my last couple of kid ones that are funny. So I did find a picture of myself. I think I was like 10 years old, dressed as Draco Malfoy.
Oh, but hell yeah.
It was at the time in my life that I wore glasses. So, and it was like definitely my most awkward stage. So it's really something to behold. My dad did, I remember like I had to get like a Gryffindor robe because they didn't sell Slytherin ones at that time, which is hysterical, right?
Yeah,
so it was so long ago. But so my dad like put like made like a Slytherin patch to put over the Gryffindor part.
Oh,
I had my hair slicked back, sweater vest, not cute.
I just love that you didn't want to be like Hermione or like, I'm going to be Draco.
And the truth is like no one else is dressed as a Harry Potter character. It's not like Hermione was taken, right? Like
that's true. Yeah. Just you.
The picture is really hilarious. It's like one of my friends is Miss Congeniality. One of my friends is just like a witch. Someone seems to be a pilgrim. I'm not sure what's happening.
A pilgrim.
It's really bad. So there's that one that's hilarious. I have we've shared this definitely on the account before, but I just had to draw attention again to my alien princess because
oh yeah.
There's a whole lot going on in this picture, including like hairsprayed like with silver spray. I don't know why like my eyebrows are like glittery. I have black lipstick on, giant black nails that are like at least 4 inches. Like a like seemingly like a like silver knight's vest, like a medieval knight. But then I also have like a silver hoodie on backwards. There's like a lot happening. And wow. Just bright purple blush. Again, no reason.
I'm realizing we're going to have to do multiple posts because all of our pictures are not going to fit in one post.
I know. It's just not enough. And then I will, my last one is me as Glinda the Good Witch when I was like 2 or 3. And my older brother is dressed as Dracula and he's like biting my neck.
Oh, so sweet. I love that. That's
it's really cute. So that was the beginning. I actually think the alien princess was like the real start of like, let me like put together like
yes.
a cool thing. Like I just remember so distinctly, like at some point when James and I very first started dating, I was like, I never like just like purchasing a spirit Halloween
Same.
Costume.
I want to make something.
Yeah. I want to like craft it. Yeah. Even if it's going to thrift stores and like finding different things, like that's fine with me. But I always love being crafty.
Me too. It just makes it more fun. It's like part of the ritual of the Halloween season. It's like creating the costume is so much fun.
Totally.
But yeah. I'm what so are you excited.
Doing? Yeah. What are you doing this year?
Big okay. Reveal the time? Reveal. The reveal. I had actually forgotten that, or actually, maybe I've never seen the photo. I don't know when you were the white swan, but this year no. I'm going to be the black swan.
Yes. We have to put a juxtaposition of our
we should absolutely. I'm trying to figure out like I just hate the fact that I wear contacts and it ruins so many costumes because I can't put in like red contacts, but but I'm figuring out. I've ordered my tutu and like I've ordered like the dance costume portion and stuff. And I've got like my gloves and my crown, but I'm going to figure out still how to like gore it up a little bit, and like the pricks of like the feathers coming out of the shoulder blades. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to make that interesting, but I don't know how to do it yet. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be. Yeah.
That is hard. I don't even think I have any advice.
That's okay. Hot glue it to myself.
Hot glue it just immediately to the skin.
To my skin. Oh, God, don't tempt me. Okay, what are you going to be?
What if you put it on like a skin-toned mesh
thing? That would probably be smarter. That would be smarter. But I like to – I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, I love it. We were too ambitious, and so we're not doing one of the ones that we had talked about doing. But I'm actually very excited. We are going to do Gender Bend. I'm going to be Ghostface, and James is going to be Drew Barrymore.
Oh, interesting. Are you going to do like just like a black cloak, or are you going to like change it up more?
So I think I'm going to make it like
sexy.
It's going to be a little sexy. My plan is to just put a giant slit in it and wear my big platform boots and fishnets.
Yes. Are you going to cinch the waist somehow, like put a belt or something?
Oh, I should.
Yeah, because you don't want to just.
A little corset.
Oh, why not? You have a black corset, I'm sure. Put a little corset
on there. I do have a black corset. All right, we'll see. I have my belt on at least.
The ones that are that'd be good.
So that's like that. I think that's what we landed on. We'll just be our one costume. But then I'm really excited because we have a house this year. So I think like James wasn't like I think he's into the idea of handing out candy. But I was like, I must.
Oh yeah, hand it's out like the dream candy. Of suburbia. Absolutely.
Yeah, like I was like, I know Willow needs to go trick or treating. And like James will probably go trick-or-treating with her, but I'm going to dress up as just like a classic witch. And I'm going to put a black cat ears and black cat tail on Rufus.
I'm going to cry. It's so beautiful. And like, that's, I mean, I can't wait for that phase of my life because like one of my greatest joys growing up was like, honestly, actually, you know what my greatest joy was during the trick-or-treating was peeking into people's houses and being like, how do they live in there? Like, what's going on in there?
That's me.
But I really can't wait to hand out candy.
Yes.
Dressed as a witch. I did it at my mom's house, my parents' house a few years ago. Like I went home for Halloween and I did dress as a witch and handed out candy, but it was a big storm. And so we got like half the trick-or-treats we normally would have. So I'm still waiting for my big moment, but it's going to come and I'm very excited.
It will come and it'll be great. I'm like,
you're gonna have to send me pictures of your decorations outside.
Yes, we do. I know we have, I think we're pretty much decorated now officially.
Yay,
outside at least. We got the really big thing is that James, I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok, there's this like pumpkin guy at Target whose name is Lewis. So we got Lewis. Yes. James had to like fight, not really fight, but he really negotiated with a Target employee and we were able to secure Lewis. So he's in our front yard right now.
Everybody wanted him because he's so viral.
It was pretty, they wouldn't.
It's just like so funny. Like some like random guy at part of like whatever company that Target acquires being like, what should the sound be? Oh, I got it.
It's and so weird.
Nobody checking it. And then it just going off into production.
But also, like, he has, like, many different, like, sentences that he says. And they're all – yes, there's one that's just, like, a, like, poem. That's, like, a creepy poem. There's one that's like his one that everyone talks about it, he does say, like, I'm Lewis. I'm not a jack-o'-lantern. I'm Lewis.
And also because really my funny. Dad's name is Lewis just makes it 10 times funnier to me.
That's so good. But well, I'm sure the trick-or-treaters are going to make him go off every 5 seconds.
Every 2 seconds. Yeah. They're going to love it. They're going to love it. But thank you all for listening. Please enjoy our photos on the Instagram. Lauren and Felicia's Halloween Through the Ages. And we hope you have some sweet, sweet nightmares and really enjoy your Halloween.
Yes. Happy Halloween.